listening to the Hellbent Podcast with Birdman.
Birdman.
And True Love.
True Love.
Tic Tac.
So disappointing.
And don't forget about Producer Breeze.
Hell's never been so hot.
What is up, fuckers?
Woo!
Oh shit! It's about that time.
Hello. What time is that?
I just get this
what
disgusted look.
Oh, fuck.
I'll fucking kill you.
I got shit to do. See you guys.
Yeah, no, your look of disgust was like. Anytime you hear the phrase, like, it's about that time, it means that, like, your wife wants you to do dishes or something like that, so you just have that whole phrase just fucked out in your mind the whole time. Yeah. So, no, right now...
You mean it's that time I watch you do another guy again?
Oh.
It's been 5 years. One day we'll have to consecrate this marriage.
One day I'll actually be able to fuck you, right?
Yeah, stunt
yeah, yeah.
Cock!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One
stunt
day.
Stunt cock!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One day, Tic Tac. Just one day. No, it's about that time. It's fucking Hellbent Podcast time, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, because you know what? This is the best time of my week, seriously. I almost canceled this week because I've been in such a bad fucking mood.
Now everybody can sit
but
back.
Guess what? I'm here and we're having fucking fun.
We're about to make disappointing love to your ears.
And it'll only take a second.
You can tune out now.
Except for, I'm a little butthurt because you guys both have gentlemen drinks.
You didn't ask
fucking
for one.
Go get one.
I assumed it would be handed to me.
We'll wait for you.
You
go get one.
Fucking
go asshole. Get one.
Go
no,
get one.
No, no, I'm good.
No, seriously, we can run without you for a while.
In fact, come back next Sunday. Anyway.
There's
this
a
is,
lock on the door. When he's out of
this is the no. There's no, oh, I get you. No, we can blockade it.
No, there's not.
We can blockade it. Yeah, we can. Yeah, Bree will just put her back against it because she's stronger than you.
God, I think the door is. Yeah, the door is stuck, guys.
Oh man,
I can hear you in there.
He's like. Guys, it's getting really warm out here.
The light is on. I know you're there.
Can you guys at least turn the light off out here so that I don't burn so bad? Anyway, Hellbent Podcast time, bitches. I'm True Love.
Birdman.
Tic Tac.
Breezy.
Word, bitches! Woo! How was your guys' week? Birdman, start us up. What's going on? How are you? How was your week?
I'm good, man. I'm a little tired. Breezy and I ran a 10K yesterday, and...
God, how long is that, like, 700
like
miles?
6.2.
6.2 miles. Oh,
6.2
miles.
If my math is right.
I ran from California to New York yesterday. It was 6.2 miles. I mean,
my friend Forrest
Gump
says that's
run
weird.
Out there, but, you know, we were, it's kind of like one of those races. It's a really difficult, like, challenging venue that we go to because we run with the Salt Lake City Track Company, so it's like... some of the best runners in the state. They're all fast. I mean,
very fast.
Are 6 miles. Black? To give you an idea, the guy who won it ran 6 miles in 32 minutes.
Jesus Christ!
He was running like 5 minute miles.
I can drive 6 miles in like 7 minutes, dude.
So
I don't know why it's so rough.
It's pretty. It is rough.
No, that's cool though.
You know, but it's still fun.
Did you run the whole time or did you walk a little bit?
No, I ran the whole time.
Did you run the whole time?
I ran the whole time as well. I actually placed second in the Athena division, so I'm really excited to get my ribbon next time.
Yeah,
what's the Athena division?
Women.
Do you want to explain the Athena division?
Sure.
Now, this is going to sound bad, but it really is not that bad.
I was proud to sign up for it. There's a Clydesdale and Athena division. It's a weight handicap.
Oh,
right,
because
for females that weigh over 140, males that weigh over 200.
Yeah, 200 pounds is kind of like I think that's a pretty high limit, because I'm not quite 200 pounds, but the guys that are winning the races are like...
200 pounds is fucking huge. Yeah, I'm sitting
no,
around
no,
230
no, listen,
right now,
listen,
thanks.
But when you're running against a guy who's 130 pounds
no,
and 6 feet tall,
I understand.
You're like, what the fuck? He has no weight.
And he's got a stride like a motherfucker.
So it's like, but like 200 pounds is a pretty...
I mean, that's a decent sized sure. guy, right? I mean, but that's Athena big. Division, I think that's kind of a like that's a normal weight, I think. 140 pounds. I mean,
you're 200.
My wife's almost 6 feet tall, so I mean, that 140 pounds.
Are you taller than Birdman?
No.
When I wear heels.
Yeah, when she wears heels, we're the same height, but
yeah.
So she placed second.
I was less than a minute behind the female Athena that got first place. So I know who she is, and I'm going to beat her next time at the
50. Oh, yeah.
No, and she first can. Place.
Like, it's a three-part series. So 2 weeks ago, we ran a 5K, which was like 3.1 miles. This weekend, we ran 6.2, double the mileage. And then between those two races, Breezy moved up like 29 spots, I think. You,
Jesus.
Oh, overall, yeah, overall,
but then in her
yeah.
division, she was from like top five in the Athena division to number two in her division. She ran a lot better.
In my age group, and, I went from 15th to 7th.
This is the Salt Lake City Track Club. I mean, these are the guys. There's a lot of elite athletes there, and there's a lot of people that do it quite
like
a bit. And
Carl Lewis,
I mean, there was over 300 people there, and so we. Mm-hmm. I mean, I finished 39 out of 300 people, or over 300.
Nice.
And I finished it in 45 minutes, which was my goal. I mean, 45 minutes, 6.2. That's good. That's really
that
good.
That is good. Yeah. That sounds kind of like
especially for a guy who's pushing 200 pounds.
That kind of sounds like the old Hillbin podcast. We fucking charted out at 16 this week, dude.
That's number 16, awesome. Baby. No, that's another thing.
16. That's fucking thing. I mean, crazy. In our category. In comedy, out of hundreds and hundreds.
On Podomatic.
Yeah, on our host website, out of probably close to 600-700 podcasts in our
in
category.
Comedy alone.
In comedy alone, we charted out at 16 at the highest this week, and we haven't dropped below 20 yet, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah, we've been top 25 all week.
So this is fucking amazing. Yeah. So I mean, you guys are right on schedule with us. Keep trying.
I'm like, seriously, how the fuck do these people hear about us?
I have no idea.
We do no advertising whatsoever. No.
Except for me on Facebook. Hey guys, will you please tell me?
Yeah. I will suck your dick if you listen
but
to Hillbin.
I will admit our...
Seriously, we will.
Literally, I'll admit our number one fan who lives down in Las Vegas is...
she's pimping us pretty
pimping
hard.
Us like crazy.
Yeah, we
I
love
her.
And she responds
she's badass,
to just about
dude.
Everything.
She is bad fucking
yeah,
ass.
She makes my day a lot of the time.
Yeah. And she's directly related by blood to Cooney's Customs, which we... You know, love their sponsorship.
Oh,
but,
those guys are badasses.
That's probably a big reason, too, is Cooney's Customs.
I agree.
Gents Magazine helped us out.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, she's been helping us. But, yeah, I mean, dude, we've been getting downloads, which I never, ever expected to happen. So,
that made my week. And to go back to the race, I didn't win anything. I placed well, but I'm in a tough division. I'm in 26 to 30 male.
Are you in the Athena division?
I'm not in. I'm not in any the male division. The male version of Athena is Clydesdale, but I'm too light for that. So I'm kind of in that bad zone.
So you're like half girl, half boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we all knew that.
Do you have the at least the right part of the Clydesdale?
Nope, not even that.
He's got the big hoofs, the hairy ankles. That's what he's got.
Yeah.
Aren't those the ones that are the Budweiser horses, the Clydesdales?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so he's got the big hairy
and the
hairy
enlarged
ankles.
Anus. I wasn't born with it.
I've seen it. Well, we know that.
Been there.
No, but that's cool. So you're a 39 out of 300.
Yeah. And then I didn't win any medals or anything, but they do have a raffle and they give away some pretty good things. You know, they give you a giveaway. The people that place in their classes get ribbons and prizes, but they did have a raffle, and we were one of the first winners, so we won. We were like the second raffle called, so we had our choice between free entry into the Ogden Marathon, which is a pretty high...
It's prestigious.
Yeah. And then there was a... There
and
was
I
a,
say prestigious because
right.
I say it as if a prestigious person was. Most people say prestigious. Fuck that.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, no prestigious.
It's like English, you know, like, are we on schedule?
Yeah,
like,
what
the fuck?
It sounds more authentic if you say prestigious.
I was watching
this. That sounds gay.
I was watching this movie called Attack the Block, which is like...
Attack the Cock?
Yeah, no, it's kind of funny.
I saw that one, and I did it.
It's like, when I first read it, it's about like this
these alien or this meteor that hits like ground in the ghetto, and these aliens get out, and all these hood guys, like these gangsters, go out and kill the aliens and shit. So I was like, oh, this sounds kind of funny. What I didn't know is it took place in England. So it was talking in British accents, and they're like, in the beginning of the movie, they're holding up this girl, these little, I mean, they're like 15-year-old kids, teenagers that are holding a knife up to this girl, and they're like, you know, give us your wallet. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'd seriously, like, if an English gangster came up to me and held a gun, I'd be like, you're so fucking cute. Do you know Jason Statham? Yeah. Like, you know, just like, say schedule.
Do you know Joel
schedule. You fucking Brits are awesome.
You know Gerard
Butler. I think Gerard Butler's, I don't know. I don't even think he's English.
I don't know.
We'll ask my wife. He's sexish. I love that guy. Fucking cool, man. That's really cool. So, Breezy, you play second in the Athena?
Right.
Yes.
She did.
I was like fourth or fifth last week. And
yeah,
so
she moved
that
up.
That was
she
the
was
5K.
Yeah.
So this is the 10K, so I ran twice the distance, and I actually did it at a faster pace overall.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
she finished in 57 minutes.
Which is just like, you know, when you're running
how long?
57 minutes?
Yeah.
You ran 6 miles in 57
yeah,
minutes.
Under 10-minute miles.
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
And it's rare for someone to increase your pace.
Right, that's what
increase
I'm saying.
The distance. I mean, when I ran the 5K, you know, there's no way I'm going to run the same pace of 5K
right.
as the 10K, but Breezy, she
fucking
sped up.
Did it.
Faster.
So
and then she did it with a smile, because I saw her, and she was having fun the whole time. It was crazy. It was
she
like
got
she
done. She's like, I could go 6 rounds
You're
with 8 dudes right now.
Seriously,
right?
Like, everybody's fucking got frozen snot on their beards and shit and fucking just miserable. Breezy's like, yeah, this is awesome.
And her beard was
and even like
pretty.
I passed by her because it was just like you go down to a checkpoint, you come back,
right.
And I was ahead of her, and I passed by her, and there's this older guy who's in his like 60s that we see running around our neighborhood all the time, and he's really fast. We call him Einstein. He looks like Albert Einstein, but
yeah.
He's built like a brick shit house.
That's
and
what my pubic hair
really,
looks like.
Yeah, that's what we used to call your balls, Einstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not white, but they're fucking crazy.
They're not smart.
But E does not equal yeah. MC squared with those balls.
E equals MC.
They're not an equal and opposite reaction when it comes to your
no,
butts.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not the law of physics or whatever it's called. But no, that's fucking badass, you guys. Congratulations, seriously. Especially you. I'm not so proud of you as I am as her, because, you know, you're 39.
Well,
she's second!
I know, but
she
then additionally, she wins the raffle, right? She wins the big prize.
Oh, shit.
Right, so she wins the raffle. She goes up there, and they're like, you have the choice between the Ogden Marathon, like a $100 gift certificate.
No. It was Marathon, Spartan Race, or Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, a big thing is Girl Scout cookies, and she's in front of the crowd. And she gets up there, and she turns back at me and goes, do you want to run the Spartan Race? And I was like, fuck yeah, I want to run the Spartan Race. So she goes, I'll take the Spartan Race. So she wins the raffle but gives me the prize. So I'm running the Spartan Race June 30th. It's a 12-mile run with 25 obstacles. It's like crazy obstacles. Where
like
you're,
spikes. And
yeah, like where you're crawling under barbed wire, jumping over fire and shit.
I like that. That'd be awesome.
No, that's
yeah.
fucking cool. That's
so
fucking
she was
cool.
like, she just had a hell of a day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that made my week great, you know. So,
yeah.
And you're like, and I just lived through her because my week sucks.
Well, when you marry out of your league, you kind of live through your.
I hope to do that one day.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a homeless lady.
Seriously,
that's
though, it's true though.
Out of my league,
because I have to
step up. That is a step up. They make money.
You and I were talking on Friday, and remember you sending me a text, and I told you I'd talk to you later. I was having
dinner with your
my
boss. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like fucking typical corporate America. I have like six bosses and shit. So one of the guys, I was pretty sure he didn't like me. Like, he just never talked to me at work and all that. So I had this, he threw this party, going away party for a guy who's retiring, who I get along real well with. I didn't get invited to the party, but the guy who was retiring, who the party was for, invited me. But my boss was hosting the party, right? So I had this like thing. I'm like, I don't know if I should show up. So I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. This motherfucker doesn't like me.
Right.
He doesn't know anything about me. So I'm going to show up. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring him booze. I'm going to bring him Jack Daniel's honey.
Fuck
the
yeah,
classy act,
that
right?
Oh, yeah.
That brings people together. Right, right.
Yeah.
You're not invited, but hey, I wasn't invited. Here's some booze.
Right.
Second of all, this guy doesn't like me. He's going to take one look at my wife and go, what the fuck am I not seeing with this guy? He's got this hot wife.
Right.
And so I roll in.
Because for anyone who hasn't listened before, she's fucking hot.
Yeah. And I am not. So it's like,
you
got
to. You are pretty ugly. Yeah, I think about her. I think about her when I'm asked. Keep going.
Awkward.
Keep going.
So I walk into his house. And it's like I'm 2 seconds into the... I just walk in and he's right there at the table.
Yeah.
And a fucking guy... I'm like, hey, how you doing, Chuck? Give him the bottle of booze and he goes... Looks at Bree. His eyes go wide and he goes... You do pretty well for a bald man. And the rest of the night... Seriously. Yeah. His eyes...
You being sexy and
I'm just sitting there like...
Lazy.
I was just BAM! Mission accomplished! Yeah. The dude was at my side the whole night. Yeah. He's like shaking my hand. He's like, you're doing a great job. Dude, and I'm like, I told you, I totally mind fucked that guy.
I mind fucked you with my fucking sexy wife, bitches.
Yeah. And he even mentioned a future promotion that he's got planned for me.
And until he hears this.
He doesn't listen to this, but I just like 25 people. That's what we thought last time.
That's true. All those downloads and shit I was talking about earlier, I've just gotten like 6 of my friends to create like, you know, 40 email accounts each and sign up on iTunes. And
I would be shocked if he listened to it, but honestly, I had the wrong idea of the guy too. Well, I thought he didn't like me. We got along really well. Of course, it was because of Breezy.
No, that's
everything
cool.
Worked out good,
man. And
yeah,
if you gotta use your sexy wife to get ahead in life.
Dude, that's the only
move. So that's the whole thing. I gotta find a sexy wife. That's
the only move I have. I'm like
sexy wife.
I'm like that Seth Rogen in Knocked Up where he's dancing and all he has is the rolling
the
of dice.
The dice.
When I get backed into a corner, bam, Breezy, and they're like, whoa.
They're like, yeah, you can come to any party we have.
Yeah.
Next time it's gonna be a bikini party, I'm just saying.
Just make sure your wife is there.
Yeah, yeah. Next time it's gonna be a toga party. Just letting you know. Just letting you know.
Seriously, who is she? Yeah, that's exactly. That's the old ball and chain.
Yeah. You're like,
they can't all be first round picks.
You're like, you're like, I know you're doing that.
You're like, from that I don't know. Movie. You're I'm like, pulling the Will like, Ferrell from the other guys. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to go to my plain wife.
You're like, I don't know what I was thinking. I should have gone up. I should have gone up. They're like, what the fuck? And then Mark Wahlberg's there the whole time. Be like, bye, Sheena.
I should warn you about my wife.
You are Mark
She's a
Wahlberg.
Mean woman.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. No, that's
You're
cool,
like,
though.
Go back inside, Birdman. Good night, Breezy.
Good night, Breezy. Good night. Hey, good night, Breezy. Good night, Breezy.
Inventing ways for
Breezy?
Me to die. And like,
hey, Breezy, can I have a hug, please? Because, God, it smells so
Shut
bad.
Up, Birdman. Go back inside.
Yeah, bye, Breezy. But
so
no,
that
that's cool
week.
Though. At least he recognized, and you know, things are going good. Things are
going good. I'm sure I'll be fired this week. So
it's like you're gonna be fired unless I can sleep with your wife. You're like, hey, Breezy, guess what? You need to be at this guy's house at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
No, like, I pulled
then.
Through.
No, then I'll pull another mind fuck on him, and I'll be like. Not worth it, homeboy. Walk out, and he'd be like, wait a minute.
Oh, that's true. Then you get a bigger promotion.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You'd be like, for that position? No. I'm not going to give up my wife for that. How about for
I'd be like, go ahead and fire me, asshole. I'm just going to attend. I'm going to have my wife attend the rest of the interviews with me.
Exactly.
Excuse me, my wife is going to take notes for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead, ask me your questions. They're like, you're hired, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. At the fucking White House. You can be the White House engineer.
The White House engineer. You need me to engineer some shit?
They always need shit.
They're like, not right now. Go back into your office. Can do.
Can do. I'm still getting paid, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit then.
Payday's on Friday, right?
All right.
No, everybody's that's... working for the weekend.
No, that's cool, man.
Enough about me, sorry.
No, that's awesome, though. Yeah, because I was trying to call Birdman about a certain situation that we had going on, and he wouldn't answer his phone, and I was, like, freaking out, and I texted you about it, too, because it was something that directly affected, like, my outlook on the podcast, and we can get into this a little bit later when we come up with an amazing theme song for it. But he wasn't getting back to me, and so I started talking to you as well, and finally you got back to me, and he's like, I'll call you after. I'm like, oh, it's okay, Tic Tac called me, or he texted me, and everything's cool, you know? And Birdman's like, no, I'll still call you anyway, because I'm at dinner with my boss, and I'm like, wow, that's, like, weird. I've never had dinner with my boss before. Like,
Mainly because I've only had a boss for like, you know, 6-7 days at a time. But actually the other day when I was getting off of work and stuff, I was like, all right, you guys have a good night, peace out. And like the head like owner, like the main financier of the bar I work at and stuff like that, was like, no, come on, let me buy you a couple of drinks. I ended up staying there for like 4 hours.
That counts, man. That totally counts. Yeah. Oh, wait, drinks counts. Oh!
Someone's calling right
Ladies
now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest right now. Calling into the show is Derek from the Better Life Band.
Hey, Derek, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on live with the Hellbent crew. How are you, Derek?
I'm feeling good. How are you guys?
How are you, motherfucker?
We're doing good, man. We got you on speakerphone, so we can't, you know, talk too intimately unless you want to talk about how the other night went with, you know, my new penis enlargement. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand.
Yeah, and we'll get back to you on the dead hooker.
Yeah, and we will bury that dead hooker, but yeah, you just keep it cool. Don't tell anybody about it, okay?
Tic-Tac knows the guy.
Sounds like a personal problem.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Dude, we're fucking awesome, man. I told them that you might stop by tonight and that we're going to have some fun, but obviously that didn't work out. And then I saw your name coming in. I'm like, shit, we got to answer this. We were just in the middle of a storm and we interrupted it for you. Don't you feel special?
I feel really special.
And oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be like, not really.
He's like, no, I'll call you back later. Peace.
I'm going through a tunnel. Call you back.
There's no tunnels in Utah, Derek. You can't use that excuse.
Yeah.
Well, what's up, buddy? How you been, man?
Been really good, actually. It's been a pretty exciting couple weeks, if I might say so myself. So,
well, tell us about it. Why is it so exciting?
Say that one more time.
Why is it so exciting? Tell us about it.
Well, we got a call from Neil from Royal Bliss.
Uh-huh. Neil from... And that's crazy. You two are the only singers we've ever done.
Open for him in Evanston this coming weekend.
Hell yeah.
Wait. You're I was trying to make a joke over that. You're opening for them in Evanston?
Yeah, in Evanston, Wyoming. I think they're going to be at Joe's on Friday here in Salt Lake. Right. And then they're going to be in Evanston on Saturday, and they were kind enough to give us a call and say, hey, can you come open for us? And you just don't say no to Royal Bliss, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck no. That's like saying no to Jesus at the gates, at the pearly gates. You just
don't say no.
You don't
say no to the Better Life Band, brother.
No, exactly. Well, and that was interesting because just before that, you know, I was assuming that you guys wouldn't be doing any shows or anything like that for a few months. So is it... I mean, what do you guys? What's up? You guys got some new shit coming out? You're just gonna play your show, or what's going on?
Well, we're gonna play. We're gonna bring to the table what BLB brings to the table, and that's just good old fun, hard rock and roll. You know what I mean? And yeah, you know, I mean, it all goes back to the interesting thing is there was a lot of interesting things that happened that week, and then we. We got the call, and like I said, it's Royal Bliss, you know, it's the heroes of Salt Lake, so it's just like, it's an honor to get the phone call, so, you know, and we all thought that, well, this is something we're gonna come together and make happen to the best of our ability, because we didn't have any plans on performing for a couple of months. That was nothing but truthfulness when I was talking to you guys last time I visited your studios, and
right,
you know, and but we decided to come together and just rock out, you know, get together, have some fun, and it was really cool because it was the first time we'd been in the jam room for almost 4 months, and it was really nice to get back together and feel the chemistry and to just have fun but yes, we are going to have new material. Hopefully, knock on wood, come out this new year. You know, we're not. I can't go into too much more detail than that, but it's gonna be a good year. It's gonna be really cool.
And
we were really hesitant to kind of do a show, you know, sooner than a couple months, just because we've had a lot of changes, as I'm sure you guys know, if you haven't, I know True Love found out, and he probably spread the news to you, but Yancey resigned from the drums for the Better Life Band, and
right.
And it was, he resigned on Wednesday, and I got the call from Neil on Thursday morning.
Oh, shit, dude.
So,
oh.
It was really kind of interesting, you know, but like I said, we all felt really honored that they had even called us, and so, you know, we're not gonna let them down. So we called up a good friend of ours, his name's Steve Hill, and phenomenal drummer, and he's a big fan of the Better Life Band, and we gave him a call and asked him if he'd join us in on the show, and so he's gonna be joining us on this gig, and so we're looking really forward to it, man. And the whole purpose of me trying to get down there today was not only to tell you all this, but I wanted to personally invite all of the Hellbent crew to come up to the show and
nice.
Out with us.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Hey, honestly, for the Hellbent crew, there is no better lineup than Better Life Band and Royal Bliss.
No shit, yeah. Dude. No Weird. Shit. You brought up Royal Bliss as the heroes of Salt Lake, but I feel like they needed you to kind of help bail them out. Yeah. So
if they are the Batman, you are the Robin, sir.
No. He's the Batman. Royal Bliss is the Robin. Yeah. For sure. Because Neil called him asking to bring support. Like, who does that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Robin gets in over his head and he calls Batman.
Exactly. So,
exactly.
Dude, no, that's fucking sick. So it's in Evanston next Saturday, the 18th, right?
Yeah, it's coming Saturday, the 18th, and for all the listening, it's not that far of a drive. It's only about an hour and 10-15 minutes, depending on where you're at in the valley.
Right. Yeah, plus you can pick up porn.
Say that one more time, sir.
Plus you can pick up porn if you want it.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, they've got those big old porn stores. They've got, like, actual liquor.
You can pick up whatever the hell you want. And so, yeah, I put a lot of thought into that, and I figured, you know, I got to hire some extra security if True Love.
If Hellbent Crew is coming, we need more security.
Yeah, you gotta call the fucking Secret Service. I can avert any kind of security, so it's completely up to you on how much you want to spend, but I'm just saying, I can get around it, bitch.
So I'm hoping they're doing cavity searches.
I'm just giving your man Birdman there an extra, couple of dollars to keep an eye on you for me.
Hey, no, that's understandable.
Will do. I'll stab him for you. How's that?
Tic-Tac's going to stab me for you. That'll be good. Mm-hmm. No, Birdman's hoping for a cavity search. Do you have security willing to do that?
I'll get back to you on that.
I was thinking of you, man.
He wants you to do the cavity search. Do you need to take a night to sleep on that?
Hell no.
your words hurt.
I wouldn't do it either, man. I wouldn't do it either. I've been there before with him. It's a dark place you can never come back from.
I'll let you wear gloves this time.
I do it raw. Raw dog.
No, man. Well, I mean, I can speak for myself, and hopefully I can speak for the Hellbent crew, but we will be there next Saturday in Evanston.
We will be there.
Dude, it's going to be sick.
Can't wait to see you for the first time.
Yeah, Tic Tac's super stoked to meet you. He hasn't even met you yet, so.
And I think
for... Tic Tac, you just bring a lot of food.
He is a pastry chef with some incredible arms, so.
I actually really want to meet the infamous Tic Tac.
Oh, you will.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. Chef from Hellbent Crew when I was like buying the Tic Tacs.
That's the good part. Anytime you're in your local grocer's line and you see Tic Tacs, you're going to think of us, which
is
nice.
When you're putting the Tic Tacs in your mouth.
We need to build a campaign and put his face on all the Tic Tac cartons.
Don't worry, I'll disappoint like usual.
He disappoints all over the place. That's kind of his MO. But no, man, like I said, I know I speak for myself, True Love, and everyone else has voiced their opinion as well. We will be there next week, brother.
That is awesome. I seriously am looking forward to it, you guys.
Me too. We'll bring a recorder or the computer or something. We'll do a little bit of a live shot with the whole band. That'll be kind of cool.
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking to the guys and letting them know that I really wanted to go in and talk to you guys, and they're all anxious to meet the Hellbent crew because they haven't even met you all, and they already feel the love and support that you guys give us, and they're
hell really yeah, man.
Grateful for it.
Dude, we try to pimp you guys like we pimp our best hoes, and that's a lot, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. We love you to death, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, right back at you guys, seriously. It's nothing but an honor to listen to your show every week and hear so bent go like crazy and then hear you guys talk about crazy crap.
And thanks for not suing us yet for that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just still waiting for my headphones,
Birdman. Do you like skull candies? I think we could probably work out a deal with them.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. We should do that. Me and you will go
there
and talk to him.
We'll do it for sure, man. Hey, Derek, thank you so much for calling us. I could not answer your call, man. I love you to death, and I'll give you a call a little bit later.
You got it, my man. And I look forward to seeing you all this weekend. You guys keep rocking.
Hey, we will, and you as well. We'll be there, man. Love you, buddy.
Bye.
All right, love you guys, too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, peace.
See you.
Bye. All
right, peace.
God damn, I love that guy.
How about that?
Fuck, that was like the coolest interview for me.
No, it was. Seriously, I mean, like fucking Derek from Better. He just calls in like, hey, what's up, man?
I know, I mean, if I didn't have a really good excuse for not being here when he showed up, like...
You did have a good excuse, man.
Yeah.
Your daughter was sick.
Yeah.
All right. Even though we're not all quite sure that you even have a daughter. But she was sick. So
I'm not sure it's his, but...
Well, that's what I mean.
She is really cute.
He does have an angel that lives in his house.
Yeah. Two of them. She is cute.
Not males, both females.
She is cute, so there's no telling why she is in his household, but...
Good point.
No, yeah. It's cool. No, he's a cool motherfucker. We're going to have fun this weekend, man. That'll be... You guys want to go up?
Yeah, we're getting a... Jugs and I are looking to get a babysitter.
Well... Yeah, myself, and Breezy, we're going to team up because we actually have a wedding reception to go to that we're going to skip out on early.
Nice.
To go to this. And we should, Derek, if you're listening, let security know we will be the three ugliest bald chugs you've ever seen.
With
a very hot, tall brunette.
I'm more than likely.
When you see the hot, tall brunette with the three ugly guys, let us in.
That's Hellbent Crew. And that's how we roll.
Feel free to search us.
Yeah.
Feel free to search us in depth. No, I'm probably...
Go deep.
I've got really nothing to do that day anyway, because I don't work that day, I'm probably just going to ride up with him anyway, so...
Okay.
We'll have some fun. We'll wait for you guys to get there or whatever, but no, dude, I'm fucking stoked. It's going to be awesome, because we love the Better Life Band more than life itself. We love Royal Bliss. They're playing at the same fucking time. We're going to just hang out with all the guys. It's going
to
be badass.
You know what? We might just have to get a room, the four of us out there. Or, the five of us.
We'll watch the girls, the boys will have the beds, and all three of us will be spooning together.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're going with it.
The girls will go out to get, like, a soda at the machine. They'll come in, and we're all, like, all huddled up.
We'll get the two queen-size bed. We'll put Breezy and... And Mrs. Tic Tac in one bed, and the three of us in the other, and
the whole night,
it's just the three of us looking over at the other bed, just like, wait for it.
Even better, I think 420 is going to come as well, so that'll be three of them waiting to see it happen.
Okay,
so,
yeah. She's allowed outside of the state now, huh?
She'll be all right. And she doesn't have a computer to listen to this, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. She's not driving.
No, she can't drive. She can't. And I think she can only cross state lines for the next 30 days legally, so it'll be okay.
Maybe we should go ahead.
All I know is if we spoon, I'm the meat.
That's fine.
You could be the meat in a retard sandwich.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll be the bread, and then whatever the girls want to do on their time is their time, and we'll just have a video camera
there.
We'll
be like the bread with the crust cut off because we don't have any hair.
That's true.
Right?
That's a good point.
Should we get back to how was your week?
Absolutely. So Breezy and Birdman.
Breezy, did you have anything else?
Nope, that was it.
You had
Breezy took second in the Athena Was that right, Athena?
Yep.
Okay.
It's funny how my
week
was so great.
I didn't remember if it was like Aphrodite or whatever.
It's funny how my week was so great because
of her. Yeah. No, but that's cool. You guys,
story of my life.
You guys are married. You guys have the same shared, you know, lives basically.
That's how we roll, right, babe?
But honestly, Breezy, congratulations on winning second.
Thank
you're
you.
Fucking
she
phenomenal. Next time it's going to be first place.
You guys can go to Salt Lake City Track. Is it Salt Lake City Track Club, Breezy.com? There are pictures of Breezy on there and some tights.
Oh,
look,
what's this?
Good.
I'll put them on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I'll pop them around.
Okay.
There.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
There are some pictures of me, but I've got like frozen snow on my beard. And,
oh, yeah. Oh.
And I think my dick is falling out of my shirt. No, just kidding.
No,
it's not.
Those really high
no,
shorts.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, that's cool. You guys had a good week then. You placed 39th in 300 people, and you placed second out of a billion people, and, you know, it's awesome.
Not quite.
Tick-tacky, tiki-tacky, tiki-tack, smick-smackity, motherfucker, make-a-mack, make-a-mack.
Tick-tack, put my dick in your mouth.
Yeah. How was your week, motherfucker?
It was fucking interesting.
Moving on.
Just kidding. And that was your week. No, it was fucking badass. I took the wife to go get LASIK.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
Jugsy got LASIKs?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm so jealous. I want LASIKs and big jugs.
It was pretty cool because she has beautiful fucking green eyes. Just
right.
Drop-dead gorgeous green eyes. And the first part of the procedure is they put this,
dilate them?
Well, they don't even really dilate them. They just put this magnifying glass basically on her eye.
So you got to sit in there while they were doing it?
I couldn't sit in to my protest, but I was like on the outside of these.
Oh, you
glass.
Gotta watch.
So yeah, I gotta watch the whole thing. And it was cool because the first part you just see the color of her eye, and it focused in so much that it looked like the Northern Lights.
Huh?
So it was actually
What's that called?
Must be
what's
a family
that?
Thing. We both married women with green eyes.
Yeah, I have
green
eyes.
I have green eyes too.
Actually, I have hazel eyes. They're like kind of like a green and brown and orange.
They look bloodshot.
That's because I stoned.
They're kind of like if God made eyes.
It's as if God jizzed in your ocular cavities and it was beautiful.
The color of God's green jizz.
I like to call that Celtic green.
Well, I didn't even pass it.
That's where our both of
our
boss is
motherfucker.
Ah, Brady, fucking
go Celtics. Go Celtics. Go Celtics. Go fucking everything.
Yeah,
fuck.
Fucking Brady.
So, all right, so anyway.
It was pretty fucking cool to watch. And then the other part, the doctor filleted her eye open.
Yeah.
Ah!
And I was watching it, and the guy had such
you
a
punch him in the face.
Did he fillet it? Well, never mind. Keep going.
Yeah.
That was disrespectful.
He flayed the eye. No, balls on her forehead.
That's what.
No, I was asking if he was fingering.
Yeah,
that's what I was asking if he was gonna like finger your asshole while he was filleting her eyeball.
That'd just be romantic. I tried to get in on that, and they said no.
They're like, that's against HIPAA policies. You're like, hippopotamus, my fucking ass.
No, it was pretty cool. Dr. Hoops.
Hoops Vision.
Hoops Vision.
We got to get them as sponsors.
The OG, like the original fucker did it. And he made it seem so seamless and so easy. So Hoops Vision, the original guy did it, but it was pretty cool to watch. My biggest concern with her getting LASIK is she'll see how ugly I really am. So I'm like,
she'll be living my life.
It'll be disappointing for her even more so.
She's been married.
She'll
to you
finally
for a while
see
now.
What we all see, the beauty that's not within.
Not only
exactly.
Will the disappointment will take on a visual aspect as opposed to physical from and also audio and what is the form for smell? I don't know what is that?
Smell.
Smell.
Smell, but audio there's got to be another. Don't smell. Yeah, I did say. I like how I said. What is the other word for smell? Smell, dumbass. I just fucking said that word.
It is. What
dumbass.
It is. What else would it be?
Yeah.
There's no other word for smell but smell.
But
Breezy will look that up, and then you guys will do the asking.
All right, sounds good.
Anyways,
so did you take advantage of the time that she could not open her eyes for like the first like 8 hours or whatever it was, and just kind of like actually, be like, you hand her a cucumber, like, this is my penis.
No, she was in post-op.
Hold on. Breezy's got something to say.
It's olfaction.
Oh! Olfactory!
That's right.
Olfactory.
You're right. The olfactory.
Visually, audially, right. And olfactorily.
That's right. High five.
So fuck off. Smell, you dumbass. That's how we
smell
say
you
it
later.
In
look to my king. To my spine later. To see it on my throne. It's the Prince of LA.
Bang. But the Patriots sure stunk up the olfactories on Super Bowl Sunday.
But anyway,
they got
the anal factories on Sunday, man. Fuck them.
Blew up like Josh Powell.
I know.
And there we said it.
That's right. We can make fun of anything on this show. Josh Powell, fuck you, rotten hell.
That was Tic Tac who said that.
That was Breezy. That was Breezy.
I'll take credit for that.
That was Derek.
We got him on the phone just to say that.
No, it was, but as she had her eyes closed, you know, I grabbed a boob. You know.
Of course.
It was the only thing.
I do that when my girls that I'm like sleeping with are asleep because they can't do anything about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but before I go into my next subject, let's ask, how was your week?
Mine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yours.
As in Jimmy True Love's week?
As true.
You know,
I guess
true,
so. True.
I'm going to be honest with you. My week sucked, and I can sum it up with a couple short sentences that I really don't want to get into, and I won't get into because there could be legal ramifications because of it.
Right.
So, my week was this. Got a flat tire, like you. Couldn't undo the lug nuts, like you couldn't fucking jack up the tire and shit like that. Because I don't have pastry arms, but look at my knuckles. That's from fucking trying to get my shit. I broke a fucking lug wrench.
Yeah.
My lug wrench broke.
Jesus Christ.
Okay? So, yeah. So, I got a flat tire. That lasted for like 2 or 3 days because I had to fucking soak the thing in WD-40 before I could even get it going. Then I had to find a cast iron fucking lug wrench so that it wouldn't break anymore.
Yeah.
I bought 3 lug wrenches and they all fucking broke.
70-pound lug wrench.
Yeah, seriously. Jesus. So, got a flat tire. Had to change it. Had to bail a friend out of jail at all hours of the morning. Had to go to work through all the whole thing, play nice with my son. Ended up getting arrested myself. Great fucking weekend.
Maybe one day we'll talk about that. But
yeah,
honestly,
right now I can't because literally
there could be
legal ramifications if I talk about
it. So going back,
okay, he fucked a dolphin, all right?
So going back, part of what made my week and probably the last couple years, like this has been like so fucking awesome, is I got my Valentine's Day gift early.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, my dog ate my Good Times tattoo hat, and it, like, literally, it bummed me out.
Mm-hmm.
So, my wife gave me a new hat, a new shirt, and she booked an appointment for me to go see my tattoo artist.
Finish it up, finally?
To finish it up after 5 long years.
When are you going?
Well, I am going the 22nd.
Is this the final? Is it just one session, one final session?
If it's not the last session, I'll probably have just a 2-hour after that.
Damn, we gotta find out when, because I know
it's
we have the same artist. He likes to have kind of a party for the last session.
The 22nd of February?
Yeah.
Or March?
Of February. I believe it's the 22nd, but I could be mistaken. I know
ask
it's
him,
around that.
Find out if he thinks it's going to be the last one. We'll bring in the
so
computer.
So when you're there, text
we'll
us.
We'll
come
it.
By, bring some booze. I know at my last session, it was kind of like a little party.
I'll bring the fucking computer. We'll record that shit and have a show from there.
You're
going to
watch
cool. That's
one
of them. Ask him if he's cool with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, he's one of the greatest guys. Phenomenal. Because
I know my artist is
just
cool with us recording while he tattoos me. Just make sure your artist is cool with it. We'll do a show from there. We'll do a little
hell yeah.
Here's that. You
and
know
he,
I mean?
You know, he's tattooed a lot of our family. I mean,
he's been tattooing me for over 11 years.
Okay, we'll find out. Will you
me
call
for
him?
Maybe 5. Yeah.
Will you call him in the next day?
You
or
know
two?
That reminds me. What
yeah,
we should probably
sure.
post our tats for the.
Absolutely.
For the audience,
no,
so.
We all will. As soon as mine's all the way healed up, I'm
yeah,
gonna post
yeah.
mine and shit again. And he's gonna put more color and shit behind it. Mm-hmm. It's gonna look sick. But what I'm saying is, call him within the next day or two. Find out if he's all right with it. Let's book it out. let's make sure that we're all there that night. I'll bring the computer and the mic if he's cool with it. We'll just fucking record a session having fun with you.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely check it out because he is like one of the greatest guys
I've ever met. He's a really cool guy, man. Awesome. I love him.
Like, not only as a tattoo artist, but as a human being, he's probably one of the
most interesting guys I have ever met.
Probably one of the
most intelligent. Would you say that he's more interesting than the Dos Equis guy?
Yes.
Okay, cool then.
He's also one of the most intelligent
people
I've ever met in my entire
life. He's talented. He's a great guy.
Can't speak highly enough. So that's was so exciting.
So you got your Valentine. That brings us to the, you know, V-Day's.
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day in a couple days. When is it? Wednesday? Thursday?
Tuesday.
Saturday?
Do you and Mrs. Tuesday?
The 14th. Tuesday the 14th.
So
what? I thought the 14th was Martin Luther King's birthday.
Nope, that was January.
That's ridiculous.
That was a month ago.
I don't pay attention.
It is Black. February is Black History Month.
That's maybe what I was thinking of.
Didn't know.
I thought February was Breast Cancer Month. No, that's October. Anyway, keep going.
That's October. Is it October? Okay.
Did I say November? I'm in
so
October.
So it's ass and boobies for October. Because it's also Proctober.
Proctober for... Well, that's kind of unofficial.
That's for dudes. That's just for dudes. No one cares about, like, genitals and stuff like that. It's all about the ladies, which is fine. So we make up our own shit.
That's fine. I mean, I get my ass fingered all the time anyways.
Thank you for that, by yourself. Thank you for not wiping last time. That was horrible.
I'm a bowling ball.
So Valentine's Day is in a couple of days. Do you guys have any good plans or anything like that? I know I'd probably spill some beans for you, Birdman, because your wife is in the room with us. But do you have plans? I don't care what they are.
He told me that the 55-inch TV for our anniversary, Christmas, and my birthday is also my Valentine's Day.
I tried to sneak it through. But in my defense, like, originally it wasn't supposed to be a 55-inch TV. When have you ever heard of this? She talked me up a size. It was supposed to be like a 48.
Think about who you are. She's always going to talk you up a size.
Hey, I wish she did, okay? When she's talking to her friends, she does. She's honest.
Unfortunately, she doesn't multiply it by two.
It's like an inch and three quarters. The 6 inches then, but... No, well, I was thinking, like, Tuesday is just a real shitty day for, and Breezy, tell me if you agree with this, because honestly, we haven't really made any plans. Why don't we plan on Friday as our Valentine's Day? We do our date night, typically on Fridays.
Oh, that's cute. Let me
take you out to our favorite spot.
You're going to go to Akasaki sushi with your fucking personalized chopsticks, and then you're going to come home, and you're going to try to please her, and she's going to fake an orgasm, just like always.
It'd be like a slow Tuesday. Yeah. Akasaka. I mean, we do that every Friday, but we love that fucking place.
I'll come with you guys. No problem. I'll just come and record the whole thing.
See there. This is on their bill.
You ate 9 rolls. That's like $60. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just really hungry.
I'm kind of lame when it, like, you want to, like, surprise, you know, your lover on Valentine's Day, but I, like, want to make sure she gets something she likes. So she already knows what she's going to get from me.
What are you going to get?
It's going to be a
disappointment.
A dress from it's actually from REI. It's a nice dress. It's awesome.
It's an athletic dress. Fucking
great. REI sells dresses?
Yeah.
REI, for those of you who are outside of Utah that don't know what REI is.
REI is all over the country, dude. It's a co-op.
Is it? I've never seen it anywhere but Utah and Idaho, ever. Okay, so it's whoever everywhere. Doesn't know, for my own...
I've only been to Utah, Idaho, and Boston, so 2 hours.
I know, I've been all over the fucking world. All right.
All over the world. Yeah. You expanded into the world and shit.
I've been all over the world.
Czechoslovakia.
Never there.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
I've been to Puerto Rico.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been to Puerto Rico. God, I've been to Guam. I've been to Saipan. I've been to the Marshall Islands, the Mariana Islands. I've been to New Zealand. I've been to Japan. I've been to fucking the Indonesian Islands. I've been all over the fucking place. All right?
Let's not talk about prison, though.
I'm talking about Mormon missionary style, bitch.
You fucking went on missions to all those places.
I went on a tour with my mission president to all those places. So, yes, I've been all over the place.
Tour? They take you on tours?
Mission presidents go all the time.
Only when you blow them.
Yeah.
Well, so everybody goes on.
No, when you're a mission president, you go to all the different, like, area and regional conferences and stuff like that.
Aryan?
area and regional conference.
You say area?
All I'm saying is I've been all over the fucking world. Jesus, I've been to Australia too. That's kind of cool. That was a cool place.
Australia's you always awesome. Like going.
We should do a live show from Australia sometime.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Because you know I love
New
going
Zealand
down
not.
Under.
It's New awesome. Zealand, not
so Bree's walking out. So.
New Zealand's badass. Oh. I love New
what
Zealand.
Did you think of the plans? Does it sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
great.
Can't wait for Akasaka sushi. It's gonna be great.
And then I'll turn on the candle, light the candles, and disappoint you,
dude. I'll
you
come in
sleepy pill.
I'll come in with my. I'll come into Akasaka.
Can sing in the background?
Yeah, exactly. I'll come in with my guitar. I'll be like, oh my love, my shorty. I'm hunger for your cut.
Wait, what?
I said cock. You said cock, and I said butt.
Butt.
Either way.
It goes in the same place.
Anyway, I thought he was singing about me, and I was singing about him. It's all good.
So
we're going to delay the V-Day plans, you know, a little bit, because Tuesdays are just kind of busy. And
yeah, I'm going to delay the V-Day plans because my money for V-Day went to bail money.
You already gave your V-Day
present.
That's all I'm saying. You already gave your V-Day.
Your V-Day, yeah, my Valentine is out of jail.
How many people are V-Day presents are fucking
bail
money?
Yeah. No.
Well, I can name anybody that's dating Short Bus probably used.
That's true. No, this was all bullshit. Like, my Valentine is, you know, she'll be fine. But I did have to front some money to get her out of jail this week, and it's awesome. It's fine. Everything's great.
Your V-Day is done.
I love the girl to death, and my V-Day better honestly be all about me.
Yeah.
Rim job.
You know what I mean? I don't care about money.
Rim job.
Exactly. I don't care about money.
Rim job.
I don't care about money.
Hey, can I be sitting in the background?
Absolutely.
Sing it.
Oh, my love, my shorty, I hunger for your tongue. No, all I'm saying is, I like how we all said something different, too.
What did you say?
Cock.
Cock.
I said tongue, but.
I went from cock to tongue, just like high school.
No, but really. All I'm saying is.
I fucking love this guy.
All I'm saying is, my Valentine's Day, I fucking went above and beyond any dude that's been dating a girl for a couple months would ever do for anybody. So my Valentine's Day.
Out of jail.
Better not have anything to do with like me buying her anything, but it better be what she's gonna do for me sexually.
Well, you'll probably end up bailing her out of jail anyway on Tuesday, so
probably. Yeah. I love the girl.
So tic tac.
So anyways,
love you 420. Peace.
So I'm planning. I make a pretty fucking mean sake teriyaki sauce.
Ooh.
Sake teriyaki.
Oh, so
you go fuck yourself.
So tired.
Go fuck yourself.
But
Horiko. What did you say?
Horiko.
Fuck.
Kodja.
Go get your fuck out of here.
What?
You said like get the fuck out. Get your fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
I know Punk Beach. I know Punk Beach.
When we were talking about the cave troll that we were talking about. Yeah, you're like, get your fuck gone.
You fucking ape pig that true love fucking outside.
Get your fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
So, I think he said, get your fuck out of here, which was even hilarious, sir.
I know.
Because they don't know
my broken English.
Chinese people don't know shit about English. Okay, keep going.
I could wait here all.
I can go on.
We got bitch. All right, so anyway, what's your Valentine's Day? You make a mean.
I'm going to make a mean. Salmon dinner and
nice. Teriyaki sake salmon.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy a shitload
nice.
Of candles.
Cheap, but
will
nice.
You make extra so that you can bring it to me? Because I'm poor and I can't really afford food.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Then I'm gonna make
chocolate
dip.
My girlfriend out of jail.
Chocolate dip strawberries.
I'm gonna make chocolate dip fruit. I'm gonna do oranges, blood oranges, strawberries.
I love. The best part about that is I tagged onto that. He's going to make some chocolate dipped strawberries for Breezy for me.
Breezy's like, you're so romantic. He's like, yeah, I know. I totally am. Don't ever talk to Tic Tac about this.
She knew about it.
You knew about it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
bullshit.
No, I guess it would be assumed if your cousin is a master pastry chef with fantastic godlike arms. That he's gonna be the one that makes the desserts for the family.
It's
from now
not
on.
That hard to dip a strawberry in chocolate.
Oh,
just so everybody
me,
knows.
Is. I've lost a couple fingers trying to do that.
I've lost a couple good friends.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it.
It's like Augustus, what's his name?
Too much like prison for me.
So yeah, it's like on the Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. They fall into the chocolate river.
My fingers are covered in black stuff.
My fingers are always covered chocolate. In black stuff.
Yeah, this tastes like shit.
My fingers are always covered in black shit, but that's because I hang out in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
In the
ghetto.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
All right, anyway, so you're going to be just romantic motherfucker of
like
all times.
Like a romantic motherfucker.
And mine, I'm going to be like, bitch, I just bailed you out of jail. You
put rose petals knees. By your balls. Just saying.
I'm allergic.
One petal covers them all.
Yeah. Takes one petal and cuts it in quarters.
Don't want to overvote it. Don't want to drown them.
Yeah, it's going to be an eighth. It's not a
my
quarter.
My balls are drowning in them.
It's an eighth. It's not a quarter, man.
You wrap it in your balls.
I'm wrapping this thing a toothpick through it. So
what I have created for you tonight is petal wrapped testicles.
But it does smell like ass.
She's like, it smells like shit.
She's like, you know what?
Tic Tac was here earlier.
No, but she goes, you know what? I'm going back to jail. This isn't worth it.
But if she goes,
I'd get locked up with a woman with a bigger dick than you.
She probably does. That's why she came out of jail the other day smiling.
If she says you could put it anywhere for me, just put it in her nose.
I'll put it in her fucking ear, dude.
That'd be like, I've always wanted to hear that saying just so I could put it in a random spot, like the armpit.
You could put it anywhere you want. Because
between
the
toes.
Your nose, because you probably wouldn't irritate it.
No, because the girl always thinks it's going to be the vagina or the asshole. Because when they say, like, you put it anywhere you want.
You're like,
and you think they're like, automatically thinking, it's going to be in my butt.
See?
But you know what? It's going right in your ocular socket, babe.
Seriously. That's love, right?
That
there.
Is love. Because if you're letting me put it wherever I want, it doesn't fucking
let's
matter.
Face it,
hey, she
no
might
risk.
Finally see it.
There's no risk of you poking the brain anyway.
There's no risk of me poking the fucking eyeball. I'm just saying.
The eyelashes just block it away.
Exactly. It's like, don't. She blinks it away. She blinks and my boner goes
your
away.
Your balls deep in her ocular cavity and she's not even feeling it.
Yeah, no, she'll blink and it'll go away. It's not a big fucking deal. Anyway, no, that's cool, man. You're a romantic motherfucker. I wish I was a pastry chef for that reason alone.
Or you can hire my services for like,
dude, I'm not doing like shit this year.
$30 an hour.
No, we had planned on going to dinner and like having a good weekend. You know, we had planned like you guys like on the weekend. We had planned on going to a nice dinner and shit like that. Oh fuck no. I just shelled out a whole bunch of money so that you could not be in jail for the next, like, few days. We're just going to be laying true love down on the bed and pleasuring him no matter what he wants. That's all.
No,
it
buddy, you're so cute.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to take too long.
No, it's going to happen because I own her. I signed the papers saying, like, I'm responsible for her and shit. I can definitely be like, oh, guess what? She has weed.
So you're going to be, like, almost raping her?
No, she's gonna
like,
be raping me. She's gonna be raping me at my will.
You're an idiot.
You're gonna be raping her.
You can only rape someone if your penis.
She's gonna
will.
Be raping me
no,
at my will.
You can only rape someone if your penis or your unit, whatever you want to call it, to keep it clean or whatever, can penetrate something. Mine can't. So
right.
She's just gonna be helping me out.
Keep it clean on the Hellbit podcast. What the hell?
That's true.
What's
true?
Jesus.
Did you guys not
Christ.
Listen to the last fucking story time? We don't keep anything clean.
You wouldn't be the only one who couldn't reach the fucking vagina. And then,
like I said before,
Jesus
I can't
Christ
reach a goddamn eyeball if I was fucking her eyeball.
What was my... One of my friends always said a saying that always struck true in times like this. God fucking Jesus Christ in the ass. Right there.
You're like fucking halfway through and you're like, fuck it, let's go to a buffet.
Isn't that where they're going to have their wedding reception?
Oh, snap!
All right. So, yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up. You guys are going to have a romantic weekend. Y'all are going to have a romantic Valentine's Day.
You're going to blow your load.
I'm going to probably end up doing yoga to suck my own dick. Either way, it doesn't really fucking matter.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
not
take
any
pictures.
Different from cousin and I, though.
Yeah, seriously. It may be romantic.
No, but you guys
just
are gonna be.
We're gonna spoon together.
You guys are gonna blow each other.
It gets really uncomfortable in those fucking those yoga classes, though.
You guys are gonna blow each other.
Would you please stop?
You guys are gonna be blowing each other.
I'll show you a downward facing dog.
I'll show you a downward. I'll show you downward doggy style. Anyway, so Valentine's Day is going to be awesome for y'all. It's going to blow for me, which is awesome.
Which
and
is awesome.
We're pretty much out of time, so let's do some I Nevers.
Okay.
All right. So who's got the I Never to start with tonight? Breezy, you got some I Nevers for us?
I do.
All right. What do you got, baby?
Let me pick a good one.
Oh, Jesus.
I have never shaved my head.
Oh, no, well, Jesus. I just put my beer down.
Someone
cheers.
Give me another. Oh, thank you.
That, well, okay. Mm. I guess I haven't drank my gentleman drink. I kept, like,
what?
I kept waiting for us to cheers gentleman drinks when we never did.
Give Tic Tacs on then.
Okay, so before we go any further, hey, welcome to the Hell Up Podcast. We got gentleman drinks tonight.
Gentleman drinks.
Cheers to the gentleman drinks. And there you go. Take a sippy.
Take a gulp.
Take more than that, fucker. What do you think I can do? Handle my liquor? Mm-hmm. I'm Irish.
Done and done.
All right. Well played.
So we, Breezy has never shaved her head. The rest of us have. So we all drink. All right. Tic Tac, what's your I Never?
I've never ran more than half a mile.
Okay. Cheers.
I love it how everybody but Tic Tac drinks on it. You never ran more than half a mile?
Fuck no.
Unless it was from the cops. But even at that, he was crawling.
He can never run from the cops.
That's what I'm saying. Half the time he was crawling because his pants were around his ankles.
Yeah.
Finally, I got Birdman and Smith shit out of his nose.
No, I was going to say. I was going to say he was usually on rollerblades.
And the guy was still in me, so.
But he couldn't go too fast because he didn't have his knee pads on. Or his elbow pads.
Oh,
all right, so. You, Breezy,
yep.
Birdman, and True Love have all drank for because we all have run more than a half a mile. I ran in more than half a mile this week. It doesn't sound like it, but I actually started running this week.
Really?
Hell yeah, man. I really
good for
did.
You. Good for
I really,
you.
No, I really did. I really did. I was really doing good on not smoking. I really was running. I was having fun. And then my week went to shit starting on Thursday.
Sorry.
And I was like,
that's why exercise
you know what? Fuck it.
You.
I am not eating. I'm not doing anything. All I'm going to do is drink beer and smoke cigarettes. That's all I've done for the last couple of days.
Now you just come back. Next week, you'll be starting up again.
I really will. No, I really
and
felt
pretty
good.
Soon you'll be joining Breezy and I on the weekends. We'll be.
No, I really. I honestly
again.
Want to.
I'll
that's the thing.
It'll be a lot of fun. Seriously.
That's the thing. My roommate's house butts right up against a school that has a huge field and has a big old parking lot and stuff like that. And
I thought
you
had a restraining order.
With my roommate?
No, the school.
Well, on the weekend. You're not on the weekend when the kids aren't there.
20 miles of school.
Well, when the kids aren't there, I'm fine. It's only if they're in school. So I wait till like
how do you
midnight.
Take your son to school then?
It's sticky.
Tuck and roll!
It's really hard and stuff like that. I have to wear a mask. It's fine.
A luchador mask.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I really did. Like, I went up a couple times this week, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking start running. So I went up to the school. I started running around the parking lot and around the field, and I did it a few times, and it sucked balls, and I hated myself for it. But at the same time, I felt really good about it. And then this weekend went, you know, it just threw me into shit, and I started smoking again, and I started drinking again, and all this shit, and I'm like, you know what, after this week, it was a really stressful weekend, after this weekend, I'm really going to try to dedicate myself to getting healthy, getting in shape, fucking running again.
For you.
We call it the mulligan.
Anything. And it is a mulligan. This weekend, until Monday morning, which is a few hours away, is my mulligan. I really am trying. So... all I'm saying is it was good. I enjoyed running, and hopefully by the end of the year I will be able to do some of your guys' 5Ks and 10Ks and shit with you because I really want to.
Yeah, I do.
I really do.
At all.
It felt good to run, but it sucked at the same time because I threw up a lot. Anyway, okay, right. What's your I never?
Okay,
Birdman's I never.
I have never gotten someone else's shit or fecal matter on me.
What? All right.
It's basically for you guys with kids.
Cheers.
Oh, the nat. Yeah.
Oh, kids? Never mind.
Why were you pointing at me like I've gotten your shit on me?
Does that include animals?
No, humans.
Okay. I was about to drink.
I've never had my kids' fecal matter.
God damn it. You should have. And animals.
I've never had my kids.
I don't want to drink.
I've never had my kids' fecal matter on me. I've had fecal matter on me, though. That's not animal.
Human?
Yeah.
Then you got to drink.
But he said that's geared to you with kids, so I didn't know what was.
Well, that. No, it's just anybody else's other than your own.
A human being's fecal matter on me.
Other than your own, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
This is coming from Liquid Joe's when you were fucking. When you were in charge of snaking the drains?
No, well. No, I don't think I ever got fecal matter on me from there. I mean, I got, like, the residual or whatever, but the one I'm thinking of is that my cousin, who was probably, like, 8, 9 years older than me when I was a little kid, decided to try to fart on me. But he didn't. And he shit on
me. Where was he trying to fart on you? Like, on your face?
Yep.
You shit on your face?
Yep.
That's awesome.
That stinks.
Did you drink, Brazy?
No, I did not.
Well, that's a real shitty week.
I guess that really goes.
That stinks. Hey,
fuck you.
Your cousin's a real asshole.
He is. He also
not for this party.
No. No. He is. He also taught me what a blowjob really should be like. I'm glad you're laughing, but it's not funny. It's true.
So Breezy didn't drink.
Nope.
Birdman didn't drink. Tic Tac drank because of your daughter.
Because of my daughter.
Right.
You've never had anyone else's shit on you besides your daughter.
Probably.
It's a little fuzzy between the two of us, right?
It's a safe bet.
Maybe it's a safe bet that we both had shit on. Maybe I should just take a... Maybe just in case, I don't want to lie. I don't be lying.
I know Short Bus, I sharded on him.
Well, I know that, like, I have taken care of you when you've been intoxicated, and I've thought you shit yourself.
But
I don't
didn't.
Think you got it on me, but I have carried you after I thought you shit yourself. So.
Yeah, I puked.
So I guess maybe
out.
Like a molecule, I don't know. To be safe, maybe I'll just drink.
The worst case, crop dust.
I spend a lot of time.
Grab that, all right, but that's still poop on.
We've had 29 years together. I spent a lot of time around your asshole.
All right. So we got that.
All right. What's your I never?
I've actually started taking notes. Look, woo! I've actually got shit going on.
Am I the only one who wings it anymore?
Okay.
I think that first one's a good one.
You just need to get with the program.
Fuck that.
That's how I
third one too.
That's how I got through college.
Yeah.
We're smart. We don't like the dead air, so we're prepared, unlike you.
Right. So here we go. All right, my never is, I've never had someone use the phrase, let me take a look, I'm a doctor, and actually be a doctor in a non-hospital situation.
Wait.
Non-hospital, so like...
It had to be a doctor? Office?
So anything out of an... Yeah, it has to be a doctor, but not in a hospital, so you could say an office, right? Just a doctor's office?
Yeah.
Okay. I better drink.
Exactly.
Well, I have a great story about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, not take a look. Well, yeah, fuck.
I have an embarrassing story about that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Mine's really fucking lame, so let me tell mine first.
Okay, go for it, ticky-tacky.
Birdman, I was having a really bad asthma attack when I was a kid. Your dad...
Funny, mine revolves around my dad also.
Funny, mine revolves around my dad at Thanksgiving.
Well,
that's weird.
Tic Tac and I have pretty severe asthma.
I was like, I have a rash. He's like, I'm a doctor. I'm like, I thought you were retired. He's like,
well,
I'm
shut up.
A doctor.
You're telling the story already.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
So, like, all mine really is I was having an asthma attack. And
my dad.
Your dad.
My father is an allergist, or was an allergist. He's retired now, but he was our doctor.
Yeah.
Tic Tac and I have pretty severe asthma, though. Like, we've both been hospitalized for it.
Yeah.
And it's been monitored for a long time. So, anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's gay.
So, it's pretty much the end of the story. He's like, here, let me look. And we were in the... You know.
Mine was in a parking lot
sort
with
of
the guy
same
in the van.
Story. But, Tic Tac, do you have eczema also?
No.
Okay, so I have eczema, which is a skin.
I got it. High five.
Want me to tell it? Oh, okay.
No,
anyway.
It's high five for eczema.
So this wasn't even I had eczema, but I was having like rashes on my stomach because I tend to get it on my sides.
I get that too.
Right?
Fuck that
shit. So I'm in there like getting my fucking shots from my dad, like, because it was in college and my dad hadn't seen me in a while. So he decides, like, I'm going to give my son's shot. We can bullshit. So I go into his office, he gives me the shot. And he's like, I'm like, hey, can you look at this and get me a prescription for cortisone cream? So he's looking at the rash and shit. And it's like, it's on my side going down to my hips and shit. But he's like, hey, I think you got a hernia. So my dad starts checking me for a hernia. And gentlemen, No, it wasn't even that. He was checking above. But like the worst part is, like, he was like, well, I'm not too sure. Let me call my partner in and check this out. So he calls in his fucking partner, Dr. Such and Such, right? And he's like, hey, come and check us out. I'm not too sure with my son. I can't tell if he's got it. And so they're both, like, feeling around that area. And I'm, like, the whole time, like, shoot me in the fucking face.
Dude, someone just touched me on the penis.
Is it bad I have an erection?
That was going to be my next point.
His dad's like, Birdman.
No, it wasn't a turn your head and cough.
Birdman, I really wish you would like, have he thought an erection I had a, right now. He's like, I can't help it. No one ever touches that.
I should specify, he thought I had a sports hernia, which is in your abdomen, like above.
Oh, whatever. Right. Sports, blah, blah, blah.
So, but it is like you. Literally. You had a boner. It's literally. I always have a boner when I have
me
a
dude. Me too, dude. All right,
no, so but I was seriously it. Like, but
tell
I had this.
Touch me directly.
Like, no, but I literally had to get butt naked in front of my dad and his partner.
Was your dad like, yeah, it's not my boy?
He's like, no, he's like, I really can't tell. Let me get a guy in here with better eyes.
Because
you know my father's eyes aren't the best.
He's like, that might be a hernia, but that also might be his penis. I don't know. It's like it looks like a mole to me. We need to get him to a dermatologist.
Looks like you haven't grown since childhood.
Looks like you have to. You have to get this checked for skin cancer. That's my dick. Oh God. I knew you were the milkman, son.
Yeah, I knew your mom was cheating on me. That whore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I do have a funny story about my dad to follow up. Like, I give my mom shit because she's always bitch. I'm the last, like, cousin. We're the last born, right? My mom's always bitching about how I was the biggest of all the four kids that she gave birth to.
Penis-wise or just biggest in general?
Weight-wise? Not penis.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, penis-wise, your sister beats you.
Yeah, both of them do. Anyway. So, like, she always gives me shit about it, like, oh my God, you know. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm 29 years old. Like, fucking Charles Manson's going to get out of jail and be forgiven, and I'm still going to be get. And I called my dad the other day, and
Charles
I'm like,
Charles Manson's not getting out of jail, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, but, like, no, that's the whole joke. Won't. Don't be a dick about it.
Anyways,
he
fucking
won't.
Girls.
So I called my dad, and I'm like, hey, how's.
Shut the fuck up, pastry chef.
I called my dad, and I'm like, how's.
Do it. I dare you. Anyway, sorry.
So I call my dad, and I'm like, how's mom doing? He's like, without missing a beat, he's like, she's probably still pretty upset about the rough childbirth. And I'm like, you... He, like, fucking doesn't even miss a beat. Still pretty upset about the rough childbirth.
You're able to, like, you're old enough to call like, and ask how mom's doing, and she's still pissed off 29 years later.
My dad's, like, picking up on that, just throwing it back at
Dude,
me.
Dude, your
like,
dad's so fucking
She's
badass.
Still pretty upset about that. Like, literally... We will have to get my pops drunk and get him on this show.
We need to.
He's a funny motherfucker.
Like, he's very proper.
As shit.
He's very proper, but when he busts a joke, it's
no,
like
he's funny,
a
dude.
Home run hit.
Like we've been talking about this whole time. Anytime I've gone up to Birdman's house up in Ogden, dude, seriously, like his dad cracks me the up. Seriously, anytime I go up there, he just sits there and he'll like say things that he normally would say and they're off color and whatever and he'll be straight faced about it but I'm dying I'm laughing my ass off
he's so proper and serious
he's
don't
so
know.
He's proper about his humor his racism whatever it may be but he's super proper about it though and I love it
I
hope one day to be like that man where I can be proper about my racism.
Yeah, we'll just be all a lot poorer than he is.
He's fine, but at least we're having fun, right?
Yeah.
He's so funny. Every time I talk to him when I smoked a lot of pot, he'd always be like, hey, Tic Tac.
he's like, Tic Tac, I spent like 20 years trying to fix your lungs and all the years.
He's literally saved my life.
It's weird when my father has saved Tic Tac's life.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
He's like, all those inhalers and all those medications I've given you, and all you do is fuck it up just, with weed.
This is like me
fuck you.
Wearing yeah. that colorblind t-shirt yeah. that says fuck the
dude,
colorblind,
so
but it's
funny,
in
dude.
Colors that my dad can't see.
Dude, that's
the colorblind,
so funny.
It's like you and I just shit on his entire life's work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But so, anyway,
so
that's it.
What was your embarrassing story, crew?
You one said, embarrassing story.
He already said it.
I wasn't listening.
Which one?
A doctor?
Oh, no. My doctor basically was, I was
running,
to be honest with you, a few years back, like 5-6 years ago and stuff like that. I was running. And I fell and twisted my ankle. And this dude was like, no, literally, he's like, come to my clinic. It'll be all right, you know, everything like that. And I'm like, I don't have insurance or anything like that. Like,
don't bring the cops.
I was like, I don't have insurance, like nothing, you know, whatever, you know. I can't do it. Like, I can't afford it, whatever. He's like, well, then just let me take a look at my doctor. He's like, take off your pants. I'm like, on the road in Massachusetts. He's like, just take off your pants. I'm like,
can do?
I really did.
You're like, they're already off.
No. I really hesitated for a couple minutes, and I was like, all right, whatever.
You're like,
so I took him off, and it ended up that I had.
He's
a,
like,
a
well, pretty, Mrs. True Love. I mean,
it ended up that I had a pretty bad tendon and ligament tear, like right in my knee joint, basically, which was, you know, it ended up being fine. It healed itself or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, that's what brought me to that was that someone was like, not in the hospital, being like, I'm a doctor. Let me take a look at this. So that's all it was.
Okay.
So that was your I never?
Yep.
Yeah, that I've never had anyone say specifically, I'm a doctor, let me take a look at it, that is not in a hospital setting. And
so,
or,
so
and or
every,
a doctor setting.
Did you drink?
No.
No.
I've never had one of those.
I mean, I've said it to her a
not
couple
even
times.
Not even a gynecologist?
No. No, I've said it to her a couple times.
You've tried to say it as a gynecologist.
No. I've said it to her.
Now you know how I feel. Breezy,
I've said it
Breezy,
to her
it's okay.
Times,
my dad is a doctor.
Matter.
Let me take a look.
I don't see a doctor at the gynecologist's office.
She sees a PA.
PA, excuse me.
All I'm saying is I've said it to her plenty of times, and she gets lonely off, so I believe her. Okay?
All right.
Anyway, that's fucking us tonight, man. Like, dude,
story time is going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. As far as my week went, it was shit, but I still had a lot of fun tonight. Tic Tac, you're going to have a good weekend this week?
It'll be wonderful.
It'll be delightful.
Yes, it will be delightful. You're going to have a lot of sex and a lot
Tic-tac,
of
Tic Tac, we have our chocolate class this week, right?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was until March. I'm not even ready for my song.
Well, you better get ready.
It's okay.
You said it wasn't until
there's
March.
Multiple classes.
Oh my god, I have so much on my plate right now.
There's more than one.
I've got a plan on getting my girlfriend
it's
out
like
of
a
jail again.
Class. Come to graduation.
I guarantee she's gonna be in jail this week. I gotta think about that first.
So do I. It's okay.
Okay.
She
okay.
will be in jail this weekend. It's okay. She can
okay.
stay. You know they'll let her out in the morning.
Every
right?
now and then I get a little bit closer, but I never felt around.
Turn around.
Now and then I get a girlfriend that goes to jail, but I gotta put her in her house. Alright, yeah. So all right, anyway,
so that's hellbent.
That is fucking hellbent tonight. So we got our numbers. Anyone else have anything to say tonight?
I love all the new listeners.
Dude,
yeah.
Seriously,
guys,
man.
I fucking love
it
you
is,
guys.
You know what? Amazing.
Let me ask something of you guys. Let us know how you found out about us. Seriously.
Seriously.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. If you're listening to this right now,
and we're
go to Facebook. Go to Hellbent Podcast on Facebook and just let us know how you heard about us. Whether it be through Cooney's Customs, 8585 South State Street. We really have to start bringing them up. I forget about it every time. Cooney's Customs, they make custom motorcycles. Like, if you ever watch the Discovery Channel and you see the Tuttles or Jesse James or anybody making motorcycles that, you know, are custom built or whatever, that's what Cooney's Customs does in Salt Lake City.
But better.
Mm-hmm. Way fucking better, dude. Have you looked at their pictures?
Yeah. I want to go there. I want to go there and go, you guys rock.
No,
right?
Honestly.
Even though I'm not man enough to
No, listen.
Was that a 456?
He's like, I was on a bike earlier today. They're like, what kind of bike? He's like, Huffy, bitches. No, but seriously,
big wheel.
Yeah, exactly. No, but seriously, these guys are legit. You know, like I don't even remember what I was saying, but 8585 South State. It's Cooney's Customs. They're fucking amazing. They make motorcycles how you want to make them, and they'll do it the right way.
They make dreams come true.
They really do make dreams come true. No, dude, like, seriously, if you got any motorcycle custom needs, if you want your motorcycle fixed up, if you've wrecked it, if you have anything that you want to do to it,
right.
Anything custom,
look them up on Facebook.
Look them up on Facebook. It's Cooney's Customs.
You can find them through Hellbent.
Hellbent Podcast. Check us out. Check them out. They're fucking amazing.
They've been badass to us, too, man. They've supported us a lot. We appreciate it.
No, absolutely. They're fucking dope, dude. I love those guys.
And Cooney's little sister, she's been great.
Oh, dude. Right. She's fucking amazing. I love that girl.
I want to give her a hug. Just
when you're in town, look us up.
Apparently, she'll be in here pretty soon, because they have the Ride for Life. Cooney had some medical issues back in the day, and now he sponsors and sets up this whole Ride for Life rally, where he makes it happen, where all donations, all proceeds or anything like that on this one ride go towards a heart transplant, go towards like medical issues and stuff like that.
That is awesome.
Cooney's little sister will be here for those issues, you know, for that time. And no, we want to support them through anything that we can, because they're helping us out as well. No, they're very good people. They're very good people.
I really, really want to meet them.
Well, let's all go out there on Thursday, man. Like I said, Thursdays. Let's go out there. We'll have a couple beers with them, chill, walk around the shop, see what they're doing. If you look at their website, you know, even on Facebook, Cooney's Customs, Coonyz Customs. If you look at their shit, they've got so many awesome custom things. They have some badass bikes on those. And they custom make their gas tanks, their frames, they do everything that they can. And the guy's just fucking amazing. They really should be on, like, the Discovery Channel with the fucking Tuttles, who suck shit, and Jesse
Fuck
James.
Fuck the Tuttles! Fuck Dave Matthews!
Fuck the Jews!
Fuck the...
Whoa!
And we went there again.
Whoa!
This has been Hellbent Podcast. Good night!
No. I was just going back to old podcasts, but...
No, seriously. I've just
going back to Boston. Hit up Cooney Customs. Also, just really quick, you know... Also, really quick, GentsClubMagazine.com. They've been a fucking great sponsor. I met with the owner of Gents Club the other day. We're going to be working pretty cool promotions. We're going to be working some pretty cool shit going on here pretty soon with the models from Gents Club, from anything that we can do. So, GentsClubMagazine.com, probably my favorite website right now.
I can't wait to, you know, be with them, but I need written permission to... You know.
To check out the website?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I know my permission.
He's married.
I know my place.
Oh, you need her. You need your wife for the permission. Yeah. And that's fine. If you don't get that permission, I'll get that permission for myself, and it's totally fine. No, they're gonna be doing a party at the bar that I work at, Lucky 13, down in Salt Lake City, Utah, for St. Patrick's Day. But it's gonna be called St. Panties Day. And basically what it is, they're going to have models walking around in boy shorts and tank tops saying St. Panties Day, and it's going to be fucking amazing.
I'll be there.
Me too. Well, I work anyway. But all I'm saying is...
I want to see you, not them.
Exactly. I'm going to have the pants on. Fuck. You know what's kind of funny, though? Honestly, about Lucky 13 is they're going to... You guys have been to Lucky 13. You've seen that tractor out front?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're getting that fixed up where it'll actually run. We're going to put that in the St. Patrick's Day parade so that we can, you know, kind of like try to promote some business and pimp some business.
Yeah.
Guess who's going to be dressed up as the biggest leprechaun in the whole fucking world?
Yes!
In the fucking parade, bitches! Jimmy Truelove, motherfucker! I'm going to be dressed up as a leprechaun and I'm going to be walking down
top of the morning.
I will be dressed up as the biggest leprechaun of all time.
I give you till 21st Street and you get fired.
Probably, but still, I'm going to be in the parade.
That's when they start.
Yeah.
We start at 21st. Yeah!
I'll be in the parade.
That's
going to
be awesome.
You're dressed up as, and I'll be passing out Lucky 13 gift certificates and shit like that. So everybody needs to go to St. Patrick's Day parade. And then if you're 21 and older, come down to St. Patrick's Day at Lucky 13. St. Panties Day, actually.
I'll wear my panties, too.
Absolutely. I'm going to be. So, but that's all sponsored through Gents Club Magazine. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They're helping us out a whole bunch.
Fucking love
Cooney's
you guys.
Cooney's Customs. And then we can't forget about our tattoo artist, my guy, Andrew at Hardcore Tattoo.
Hardcore,
fucking
hell yeah.
Help him out. And then Good Times Tattoo with...
Alex Hilton.
And Alex we trust.
Yeah,
and Alex
we trust.
And Alex and in Andrew we trust. Like, yes. Seriously, like, I've never met and or been to Alex, but Andrew has taken care of me. And
I hear good things about him.
It's really good, dude. The guy's good. He's really good. But
solid,
you know,
reputation for a shop, though. Like, everywhere
absolutely.
I hear. Like,
oh, and Better Life Band and Royal Bliss in Evanston, Wyoming.
Wyoming. Royal Bliss is going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, at Liquid Joe's on the 17th of February. It's a Friday. Go fucking check them out.
The following night in Evanston, Wyoming, Better Life Band.
With the Better Life fucking band.
With
the best band
gorgeous
that I've
Derek.
Ever fucking hung out with. Derek's the most amazing, beautiful motherfucker we've ever met.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous. Have you seen his hair?
I have.
Have you seen
beautiful.
His chest hair? We have, and it's amazing.
I'm hoping to.
And no,
I'm hoping
and
to.
That's
more.
Amazing. So, Better Life Band is kind of helping out the Royal Bliss because they're kind of struggling right now. But yeah, Better Life Band, Royal Bliss.
More like Evanston. Better Life Band is helping out Hellbent Podcast.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Seriously, fuck yeah. All I'm saying is check out Royal Bliss. They just revamped their website. So check out royalbliss.com. Check them out on Facebook. Check out Better Life Band on Facebook. I know they're going through some changes and shit like that, but they're going to be playing with Royal Bliss next week on Saturday in Evanston.
But it's going to be such a great
dude, it's going to be fucking amazing.
Fun.
I'm so stoked.
Hey, come
dude.
Out and see the Hellbent crew.
And then, yeah.
The
Hellbent crew
if
will
you
be
you
want to
see the two ugliest motherfuckers, two ugliest cousins on the planet.
Three.
Well,
three
they probably
ugliest.
See you a lot, but...
Well, the three ugliest motherfuckers and... The sexiest girl that's ever been married to an ugly motherfucker in the world.
For sure.
Come on out. We will be in Evanston, Wyoming. I don't remember the name of the bar. I'll get back to you on that, and it's completely fine. But seriously, come out and check us out.
It's
check
the
them
painted
out.
Ladies.
Painted lady. That's what it is. The Painted Lady in Evanston, Wyoming.
Great fucking name for a bar.
Exactly. So we're going to be there. Royal Bliss will be there. And more importantly, the Better Life Band will be there. And let's fucking have some fun.
Yes.
I'm going to take a recorder with us. We're going to do some interviews with Derek, I'm sure, with the rest of Better Life Band. I'm sure we'll get Neil and Jake and a bunch of people from the Royal Bliss crew on the show. Let's just have a lot of fun that weekend, and you guys tune in and just enjoy. So for this week, I'm True Love.
Birdman.
Tic Tac.
Breezy.
And what we're saying is... We fucking love you.
You're all town.
You're
okay.
I said
I love you. Don't ever fucking question that. It's why we'll probably never get along. If I was better at knowing the right words to say, I wouldn't need to write these motherfucking songs. Enough. To the brightest of lights, place you dangerously close to that sun. More than enough to acknowledge the flaws you can't ignore, and recognize the cause of what's done is done. More than enough to put my name behind my deals and neglect my logic twice daily. More than enough to keep me looking for my Lucy in the sky. I remember how you used to call me baby. I said I love you, don't ever fucking question that. That's why we'll probably never get along. If I was better at knowing the right words to say, I wouldn't need to write these motherfucking songs. Enough to look in the mirror with detest. For every tear you shed, regardless of why you wept, enough to curse any man who can't appreciate the depth of the ocean I swam till I ran out of breath. Yeah, I knew a man who met a woman, don't remember where. Big beautiful eyes and light brown hair. She was from the burbs and he was from the city. Back when Franklin Avenue was still pretty. Yeah, two different worlds apart, but the world is just a small town. We all know how people love to get down. I said I love you, don't ever fucking question that. It's why we'll probably never get along. If I was better with knowing the right words to say, I wouldn't need to write these motherfucking songs. I said I love you, don't ever fucking question that. It's why we'll probably never get along. If I was better in knowing the right words to say, I wouldn't need to write these motherfucking songs. I said I love you, don't ever fucking question that. I said I love you, don't ever fucking question that. Make the love.